Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 21 for Tuesday, August 16th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were weaker Tuesday morning, retreating from yesterday's gains. Canola is down by $2 to $4, the November contract down $3.70 at $464.80 per ton. A softer tone in the Chicago soy complex to start the day, along with strength in the Canadian dollar, contributed to the early selling pressure in canola. Expectations for large North American crops were also overhanging the market, with conditions thought to be relatively favorable for the time being. Concerns over declining Chinese demand due to new dockage rules set to be implemented soon were another bearish influence. However, chart support was holding to the downside, with any declines likely seen as a good buying opportunity from a technical standpoint. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are lower to start the day. Soybeans down 1 to 11 cents. The November contract down 7 at 10.02 per bushel. November beans neared chart resistance in overnight activity, and that left the market open to a bit of a correction. The good Midwestern crop conditions were another bearish influence, with the USDA leaving the weekly soybean ratings unchanged at 72% good to excellent. 80% of the U.S. soybean crop is now in the pod setting stage, which is about 5 points ahead of average. But on the other side, declining U.S. soy oil stocks did remain somewhat supportive. For corn, prices are down 1 to 2 cents, the September contract down a penny at $3.25 per bushel. U.S. corn condition ratings were also left unchanged on the week at 74% good to excellent, with development in line with the 5-year average. Reports that Brazil is importing corn due to problems with its own crop were supportive on the other side, as the South American country is usually a net exporter. Wheat, it's down 2 to 5 cents, the September contract in Chicago down 5 at $4.17 per bushel. The U.S. spring wheat harvest is 48% complete as of this past Sunday. Weekly U.S. wheat export inspections were somewhat supportive, while declining production estimates out of Europe also helped limit the losses for wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, August 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.